Poetry lovers, this Father's Day, give the gift of poetry with Father vs. Sons, a moving, funny, and richly illustrated book from the iconic Beat Generation author, Herbert Gold, and his twin sons. Father vs. Sons, a correspondence in poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Cassells, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is David Murrah reading my poem, The Reasons. A father is fate, say the ancient oracles, or the modern therapist, or the son, despondent, harrowing against. A mother is mystery or memory, a makeshift stay against a father. And me, I see now how easy it was to be a son. How if the son dies before the father, there is no end to it. And so what eases the father is the imminence of his death, which eases too the son, if the son is not a child. And a mother, her death is that hole in the earth or the universe, in the heart or the hell the family has wrought, where the father vanishes and all is her absence. No one solves these. No one outlives these. There are reasons poems live. People die. There are reasons. About this poem. The reasons began with the alliterative, a father is fate. I'd had a terrible bout of COVID, was in the hospital twice, and was laid up for weeks on an oxygen tank. My three adult children were terribly concerned at my illness. My parents were in their 90s. I was acutely aware of the dangers of COVID to them. They both have since passed. A pediatric oncologist, my wife has dealt with the grief of many parents whose child has died. And of course, as a parent, you'd always choose to go first rather than your child.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.